Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. Get ready, Arisha. Today, we're talking about the Biebs.
Ugh. Is it too late now to say sorry?
Yes, it is. So, a TikTok video surfaced from last weekend that seemed to show pop star Justin Bieber screaming at his wife, Hailey Baldwin Bieber.
Yeah, all about the images. It wasn't a great look.
Yeah, so it was in full public view as they walked through a Las Vegas casino on Saturday, and it was late. It was like after 2 a.m.
Yeah. He was red-faced. There were wild hand movements, the whole deal.
Yeah, well, to be fair, it was just one hand because he was holding her hand with the other.
Right, which kind of is like, I feel like the epitome of a mixed message.
Totally. And since then, both of them have posted on social media.
And then in true fan fashion, people are saying maybe Justin and Hailey aren't quite on the same page.
Yeah, trouble in paradise. I don't know. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. Today is Friday, July 16th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily. So pop star Justin Bieber and his wife Hailey were in Vegas last weekend to celebrate Kendall Jenner's new tequila brand, 818 Tequila. And sources say he was having such a good time that he spontaneously jumped on stage with DJ Diplo and performed a few of his songs. Like, it was a total surprise.
Yeah, I've learned that I've been doing Vegas completely wrong.
Yes, of course. We all have. But the good times hit a bump. After the party, Justin and Hailey were walking through the hotel and things seemed a little heated. And of course, it was all captured on TikTok in a video that surfaced less than an hour after it happened.
Yeah. Now, the sound of the video is trash. It's really bad. Just so many people yelling, Justin, Justin, Justin. So we can't hear anything Justin is saying. We can only just see what he's doing.
Yeah.
And he's waving his hand around and seems to be yelling right in Hailey's face. But his other hand is holding hers.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty chaotic scene. There's obviously a ton of people around them. Their bodyguards are there and kind of what looks like an entourage, maybe.
Yeah, the clip was a total of 9 seconds long and classic TikTok video ended up getting 1 million views before it was taken down.
Yeah.
And it's caused a stir among fans who are assuming that Justin was actually yelling at his wife.
Right. So some fans quickly came to Hailey's defense, saying that Justin shouldn't be, quote, aggressively shouting at his wife in public. Others say Justin was simply on, quote, straight adrenaline and was, quote, effing jazzed after his performance. And he is holding her hand in the video. So, I mean, come on. Maybe he wasn't mad. He was just really jazzed.
Yeah, listen, I obviously have never performed in Vegas or anywhere as a musician. But what I have done is waited for a table at a restaurant when I was really hungry. And when they finally say my name, I feel the way Justin was looking. Mm-hmm. And I don't, like, I'm not angry. I am just pumped to be able to sit down and start eating. And I feel like that's what he was feeling just coming off this concert.
Yeah. First of all, I love that you clarified you haven't performed as a musician in Vegas. Thank you. But look, as far as I'm concerned, if my husband were yelling at me in public, I sure as hell would not be holding his hand. So I don't know anything about Hailey. I don't know if she's anything like me, but I can't imagine holding my significant other's hand while they scream in my face. It's just, you know.
Mm-mm.
And Hailey says there's nothing to it. A few days later, she took to social media and she posted a picture on her Instagram story of she and Justin kissing. And she wrote, quote, reminiscing on how amazing last weekend was, had the best time surrounded by so much love.
Right. And then she added, any other narrative floating around is beyond false. Don't feed into the negative BS, peeps. And some fans are responding saying that they were relieved she addressed the situation. Others are saying we should all just leave them alone. And I tend to side with others because honestly, people, calm down.
I know. But of course, fans say that Justin might seem to have a different story. He posted a massive close-up picture of his face covered by the lyrics to his latest song, Stay. And for anybody that doesn't know, Stay is basically about him wanting to keep his girl despite his inability to change his ways.
Right, because as we all know, people that sit at home and have nothing to do with their lives love to take anything and make it into something.
Right, right.
And they're saying that this conflicts with what Haley said. People are assuming that's a huge hint. He seems like he wants a change, but he just can't seem to do it. And he wants Haley to stay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like he could post a picture of like a can of paint and they would be like, that's it. Like,
yeah,
he's painting himself out of this relationship. He hates yes. everything. It's just like, maybe he just likes that color.
Yeah. No, he's saying being with Haley is as boring as watching paint dry. There's obviously trouble on the horizon. But Justin and Haley are no strangers to relationship conflicts.
No. So they were on and off again dating since 2015. And mm-hmm. when they first started dating, Justin actually apparently told her he couldn't be faithful. And there were rumors that they cheated on each other until they just stopped talking. And Justin actually later confessed he had a feeling he would eventually marry her, so he didn't want to put her through the heartbreak of cheating. But then they sort of secretly got back together in June of 2018. They announced they were engaged a month later, and then they were married by September.
Yeah, so fast forward to this April, Justin did an interview with GQ saying their first year of marriage was really tough, and there was the lack of trust.
Right, which is obviously not great in a marriage.
Yes.
Haley actually did her own interview with Vogue where she said that marriage is, quote, really effing hard. And I mean, they've both talked more than once pretty mm-hmm. openly about working on their marriage, and they've gone to therapy. They've struggled with trying to figure out how to express themselves. And I mean, I can't imagine that this is unusual for celebrities.
Right.
It's got to be so hard to be in such a high-profile marriage.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this many times before. Like, relationships in general are hard,
yeah.
let alone when you're a celebrity and everything that happens is so public and
yeah.
can result in a nine-second TikTok of you walking through a casino at 2 a.m.
Yeah, I'm just so grateful there were never any videos of me walking through casinos at 2 a.m. because I'd be in big trouble.
I wasn't there, but just give it time. So you gotta wonder, with the stress of having every aspect of their lives basically under a magnifying glass, do you think Haley and Justin are gonna make it?
I mean, I know we're not close friends with them.
Yet.
Or friends with them at all.
Yet.
But exactly, yet. But I mean, I feel like from what I see, they seem like they have built a solid foundation.
Yeah.
Like they're working hard at this.
Right.
I get it. Relationships are hard. We talked about that. Yeah. I feel like this is nothing to them. This is just all stuff that fans have created.
Yeah.
And I think that they're going to keep it moving.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've been a Justin hater in the past. I will admit that.
Yes, I remember.
But I've actually grown to kind of really like him. Like, I'm kind of a fan. Like, dare I say I'm a believer?
Wow.
I know.
So a leopard can change its spots.
I think they can. So for now, whatever happened, we wish them the best of luck.
Yeah, it's their life and their marriage.
Whoa, what a concept. Crazy. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
Our amazing theme song is by Gems.
Allison O'Neill is our senior producer. Britton Perlman and Josh Jeha Chang are our associate producers.
Steve Macer is our writer-editor, and Sam Ada is our sound designer.
Executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marsha Louie. For Wondery,
have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday. Give me that,
hot sauce. 1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.